Good morning. It's good to be here. As you can see, the title of the message today is Childlike Wonder. And this is an idea that was put upon me even before I remembered that I was preaching today. but I was wondering how many people had seen the movie The Outsiders or read the book The Outsiders. I mean, when I was in school, they did have round wheels on the buses, yes. This is something that we actually went through in English class. So you just keep that in mind as we go forward, what you remember of The Outsiders, because we are going to touch on that. But what I found is there's a couple, there's all kinds of quotes about the wonder and what it's like to be a child, to see the world through child's eyes and all that. But one that stuck out to me was, there is joy and wonder everywhere when you see the world through the eyes of a child. As a matter of fact, there was a French poet, Charles Baudelaire. His comments, which isn't necessarily 100% lining up with my idea, but I thought it worth mentioning. He says, "But genius is nothing more nor less than childhood recovered at will. A childhood now equipped for self-expression with the skill of adulthood." You see what I'm saying? What the point here is that when we can maintain childhood wonder with the maturity that comes through getting older and obviously seeking knowledge, it is truly a powerful thing. See, the most common path that I believe, and there's others that agree with me, is to lose the child of play and wonder as we slowly become rigid and uptight adults. Not to discourage you this morning, I'm hoping that this is inspirational. But maturity that comes with adulthood is empowering. Learning who we are and who we were created to be, and how to let these emotions enhance life and not dictate our every move. We need the child. A maturity with wonder. We are to get where we need to go, obviously, but we also need to enjoy the getting there. You know, I have heard and agreed with many that have made the same observation that one of the biggest issues for the church today, well, the church from the beginning, people in general, so that's all of us, no one's escaping this comment, is that we get saved, we get involved, we get busy about the doing, and we lose sight and even lose direction. We get lost in the doing of the churchy things, bogged down in the details of doing it, to the point where our eyes are glazed over and we are no longer able to see, to have the vision of why we're doing it. So this childlike wonder, this is too short. I'm going to start with the poem by Robert Frost. It says, "Nothing gold can stay." It begins with, "Nature's first green is gold, her hardest hue to hold. Her early leaves a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down to day, nothing gold can stay." Now, if you remember the movie Outsiders, this was a poem that Ponyboy shared with his friend Johnny while they were hiding from the law, because Johnny had killed one of the socials, the socias. So they were in hiding in this abandoned church in Windricksville. You know, and at the end of the movie, Ponyboy reads this letter that Johnny had left him. See, Johnny died from, if you remember the movie, from saving the kids from the burning church. And in a book that they were reading together, Johnny had left the letter for Pony Boy. See, we see everything new in the poem is exciting. Everything, the new part is the exciting part. And then not so much. The brilliant colors fade away and an illusion that is fleeting. That morning glory becomes the day's monotony. How bleak an outlook, but there is hope beyond Frost's poem. Now, pay attention, if you will, and you will see the insight that little Johnny had into what Robert Frost's poem. In this letter, it begins with, "Pony Boy, I asked the nurse to give you this book so you could finish it. It was worth saving those little kids. Their lives are worth more than mine. They have more to live for. Tell Dally, I think it's worth it. I'm going to miss you guys. I've been thinking about it, and in that poem that guy wrote it, he meant you're gold when you're a kid, like green. When you are a kid, everything is new, dawn. Like the way you dig sunsets, Pony. That's gold. Keep it that way. It's a good way to be. I want you to ask Dally to look at one. I don't think he's ever seen one. There is still a lot of good in the world. Tell Dally, I don't think he knows. Your buddy, Johnny." I thought that was deep, pretty deep. Johnny's a pretty smart kid. See, now in the natural, in the worldly view, this poem is true. The however statements of Scripture, they do show us something different. I'm going to begin with 2 Corinthians in chapter 4, verse 16. It says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." Have you noticed? This is just one of my little rabbit trails, but have you noticed that in darkness, nothing shines? No? Okay. See, because nothing can. It can't even be seen. You know, I just want to say this. This is for somebody. But there is no wonder, but only fear in the dark. We cannot see, we can only feel. We are not designed or designated for darkness. We are being refined as gold. Imperfections are being removed through this process. We are being purified more and more to be in the light and to be the light of this world. By the light in us, showing God's reflection through our lives, being renewed day by day. Gold. In Matthew 18, beginning in verse 1 through verse 5, it says, "At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, 'Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, 'Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me.'" You know, we've heard many messages on who's the greatest. Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now, it's a legitimate question of curiosity. Jesus answers, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And I'll get away from there. Are we to become innocent like children? I mean, after innocence lost, how's that possible? Do we need to have childlike trust after our trust has been violated so many times? Well, the answer is yes. Like children, believers ought to not jockey for titles or positions, to look to have power over others, or to have worries about how people perceive them. There are so many different ways we can look at Matthew 18, but today we're going to focus on being a child and the right way, the aspect of being childlike. See, childlike is resembling a child or childhood, suggesting childhood, or appropriate to a child or childhood, especially marked by unrestrained sincerity, innocence, and trust. I love that, the unrestrained sincerity. And the reason I came up with that, because the word ingenuousness was used instead, and I thought, that's too many syllables, and it's not a word that we commonly use. And the best way that I could, using, as Pastor Henry would mention, the Marsh's Urban Rural Dictionary, it comes out to be unrestrained sincerity, which means there is nothing withheld. There is no presupposed position. It's just being in the presence of God, being that honest, unrestricted, fully vulnerable, and willing child of God. To look at the world as Ponyboy did. Circumstance or no circumstance, with wonder. To be amazed, not dulled in the spirit by life's inconveniences, by life's tragedies, or life's loss. In order to be amazed by a sunset, you must be in good position to be able to see, and you must be there at the proper time, looking. At the bottom of the well at noon would not be the best place if you want to see a sunset. Wonder, by the way, is a feeling of surprise, mingled with admiration, caused by something beautiful, something unexpected, unfamiliar, or unexplainable. It's also being curious to know. That's wonder, if you are wondering. I can tell you beyond any doubt that the time that I spend with my grandchildren is most, I don't know, there's no word. It's the best time for me. See, I get to see through their eyes the wonder of the world in which they live. I am reminded of such things when I get to play with them. Every new experience, from bugs on the ground to planes in the sky and everything in between, there are so many firsts for them. The wonder that they have for them. They take these experiences, they soak them up, they ask questions, and they make discoveries. They are wowed by them. They want the fullness of the experience. They live in the wonder. At times, I'm embarrassed of myself for taking so many things for granted. Now, according to Robert Frost, nothing gold can stay. For the worldly realm, sure, that statement or that poem is pretty accurate. Each day brings with it new wonders and new discovery, I want to remind you today. Each decade brings new perspective on yesterday's wonders. Now, we may grow older physically, spiritually, we remain the same. Our souls are not confined by this thing called time. They are timeless, ageless. It's essential that a part of you not grow up, to keep that childlike wonder. It gives us our spark. It gives us our beauty. Also, This is a warning from Christ Jesus to stay like a child, filled with wonder and expectations, to experience new and undiscovered wonders that each new day brings, to seek and to find God's wonder as it unfolds in our circumstance, as it unfolds in our situations, the gold, the green, the new beginning. The transition can be tough, I'll give you that, but it is a choice. It's our choice. It's not a choice made for us, not a choice that we're forced into. It's a willing decision. So are you all about the things that came to an end for you? Is that your status? Or are you going to be all about the new discoveries? I think Jesus is moving us more into that category. See, we have a Savior in Christ Jesus. We know that. But even more important, we have a Lord in our Jesus. And the world has no power over us. In Philippians 3, beginning in verse 20 through 21, it says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that we will be like his glorious body." As we walk out our faith, remember, we have been made new, a new creation, by our Lord Jesus, one that cannot perish. To be childlike, it's not a Peter Pan type calling. You know, I won't grow up. I was going to sing this, but I'm going to spare you. But I don't want to go to school just to learn to be a parrot and recite a silly rule. No. We are to be mature and not lose the wonder. We can be childlike and mature. One does not cancel the other. Much the same as responsibility does not or should not diminish our wonder. You know, Jesus did tell the disciples that they were supposed to become like children. Yet, elsewhere, Paul told the church to stop acting like children. For clarity today, there is no conflict between these totally two separate warnings. They are completely different topics. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, it says, "When I was a child," this is Paul, "I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." Now, as Pastor Jim mentioned, we have a lot of newborns here. You know, mama has to wash them. Just picture this new babe, buck naked, getting his little bath, totally dependent upon his mom. And as children, we were all in that same state of complete dependence and completely vulnerable, like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Naked and unashamed before their father. Obviously, until they ate from the tree of knowledge. Perhaps this is what Jesus was saying when he said that unless we become like children, completely dependent, completely vulnerable, perhaps we're to be on the lookout for the presence of wonder, the innocence, the trust, surprise, and admiration. The curiosity to know. The willingness to be amazed. See, for us to glorify God with the lives that he's given us, we are to be trusting and dependent on him as babes. The Father isn't focused so much on the outward, but on the heart which he gives, a new heart. As we see in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, it says, "And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put in you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. See, there is being a child. Then there is acting childish. And then there is understanding as a child. In the proper context, being a child is good. Acting childish, for the most part, is addressing everything with emotion. See, as grown-ups, it would be painfully obvious that acting like a child is more than undesirable and has no profit in it. We are to display wisdom. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20, brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature. For God the Father and to others, we are to be childlike. We are to be honest, trusting, and without malice. In understanding, however, we are not to be naive. In Ephesians 4:14, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. This kind of discernment is generally in short supply in small children and unwise adults. So are we to be like children? Yes, filled with wonder and vulnerable before the Father. And no, in the understanding and wisdom. Matthew 10:16. Says, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. The world is not ours. We are not citizens of this world. We are but sojourners passing through. If I could have the music team, it'd be a great time. We are all called. And for those that answer the call, we are to be as children. Not to act childlike, but to be trusting in and have total dependence on God our Father by faith through Christ Jesus, having an awe and wonder for all of God's creation. And because of that wonder, we remain gold and green. And I'll end with Psalm 92, beginning in verse 12. It says, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Amen. Thank you.